Good morning, Ginger Adventurers. I'm going to continue reviewing the book Fervent by Priscilla Shire. In this episode, we will be discussing Strategy 1, Your Passion. Now, if you would like to see everything that Priscilla writes, I definitely encourage you to go to your local library and check out the book Fervent, A Woman's Battle Plan for Serious, Specific, and Strategic Prayer by Priscilla Shire. And if you really love it, you can purchase it on Amazon for slightly less than $10. In this chapter, the strategy, getting back your passion, is super amazing. So she starts off by telling you what the devil wants to do. He does not want you to be passionate about prayer. He wants you to be dull, boring, lifeless, on repeat. He wants you to be saying prayer that you say exactly the same every time, that is so exact that you don't even know what you're saying. He doesn't want you to really put all of yourself into your prayer. But the absolute best kind of prayer is passionate prayer. So she talks about the different things that you want to do. She talks about why it's important. Like when an athlete goes to do what they're good at, like a runner or a football player, or a swimmer, they have to practice that. They have to practice it over and over and over. And if you're practicing the same thing or the same moves over and over every single day, that could get really boring. It could get really hard. But they're passionate about that sport that they're playing, that sport that they're doing. And so that passion pushes them to go practice every single day. That passion pushes them to learn one more skill. That passion pushes them to strive for their very best time. So we need to approach prayer in that same manner where, let's just say we're not feeling it. Like, oh, man, today's been a long day. Things have not gone right. I'm just really tired. I don't want to sit down and pray. But if we show up, just showing up is going to get us going. Show up to pray, and you'll find that when you start praying, you really start feeling the passion for it. You really start feeling the excitement of being able to communicate with God and put things in front of Him. I love the fact that Priscilla says that passion is the fuel in the engine of your purpose. I love that she puts it that way. I never thought about that before. I never thought about prayer having fuel to it, but that is so true. Like, if you have the passion for it, it's going to fuel your desire to pray. I also like that she states, passion is what keeps you moving in the direction your best intentions want you to go. You can have all the best intentions in the world and not follow through with them, but passion will keep you moving that direction. I love the fact that she states it that way. It gives me better motivation to want to keep that time set aside to pray. And praying doesn't have to just be talking to God. Praying can be finding somewhere that's quiet and sitting and just being quiet so that you can hear what God has to say to you. And that's the wonderful thing about prayer. It is this tool that allows us to communicate openly with God. We can talk to God like He's our Father. We can talk to God like He's our friend. We don't have to be super careful with everything that we say when we're talking to God, because God already knows what we're thinking anyways. God already knows what we're feeling anyways. There's literally nothing that you can hide from God. So it is absolutely okay to just speak your heart out when you're talking to God. So that definitely steps away from a prayer that's routine and rote. You know, it's going to be different every single time, because it's like having a conversation with a friend. Like, your conversation with a friend is not the exact same conversation every time that you talk to that friend. And I love that she has so many different things in here. So she puts so many different verses. Now, I will say, I never really stopped and thought about how powerful it could be to use verses inside of your prayer. But friends, that is absolutely one of the best ways to make your prayer powerful, is to take scripture and pray that back to God. And she includes a bunch of really fantastic verses at the end of this chapter that will help you get back your passion for praying. Like, you are praying that God gives you that passion to pray. So let me see what some of the verses are here. Okay, so one of the first ones she writes down is, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." And that is found in Psalms 51:10. I feel like that's an excellent verse to pray when you're trying to get back your passion, because you're wanting to have a clean, fresh heart in front of God. You're wanting to have a steadfast spirit so that you're prepared to pray in a strategic way. I think that's a great battle plan. There are many other really fantastic verses in here as well. Again, I really encourage you to check this book out from your local library. You could go online if your library is anything like our local library here. We use Hoopla, and this book is available for download to borrow on Hoopla. You can listen to it wherever you go. You can listen to it while you're walking. You can listen to it while you're driving. Absolutely fantastic. And that is the end of this review for this chapter. If you would like to subscribe to my page, I encourage you to go to adventuresofgenger.buzzsprout.com, and there'll be a box there where you can click on the little heart and has support next to it. Subscriptions start at $3 a month, and I will continue adding more episodes, and anyone who subscribes, I will make sure to get you a shout out on that future episode. I will talk with y'all later. See you on the wild side.